Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Wednesday morning. We will have Paul Kuharski from paulkuharski.com with us a little bit later in the program as well. We'll get into all things Tennessee Titans with him. So looking forward to that conversation with PK coming up here in the program, who is also weighing in right now on our NHL discussion as well. So PK, heavily involved in the program right now. Joe Rexroad, by the way, Robbie and Rexroad, brought to you by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Joe Rexroad, a statement from the National Football League, and in particular the NFL Referees Association, that was put out there yesterday that has really chapped you as we sit here today on this Wednesday morning. Scott Green, who is the executive director of the NFL Referees Association, put this statement out there yesterday. As we know, there's a lot of yelling and screaming right now about Kansas City and getting back to the Super Bowl and how they get every call and the officials love Kansas City and all those things. Roger Goodell has been asked about it this week. There was a very long statement that the NFL Referees Association put out there, and one of the key takeaways from it, Joe, is, quote, "It is insulting and preposterous to hear conspiracy theories that somehow 17 officiating crews – consisting of 138 officials are colluding to assist one team." One of the takeaways from that statement that was released. Joe, your thoughts on the NFL Referees Association and Scott Green putting out this statement yesterday from the National Football League?
Well, it starts with the press conference with Roger Goodell.
Yes.
And maybe, I don't know if you know, or maybe PK knows, I don't even know who asked the question, but about the, you know, favoritism for the Chiefs, which Goodell called, quote, a ridiculous theory. I mean, I'm all for dunking on Roger Goodell, but like, I think it's embarrassing he was asked that. I really do. I think it's embarrassing. And then, you know, for the officials to come out with this statement, you know, calling Goodell spot on with that. And, you know, like you said, you just read one of the key parts of the statement there from Scott Green. I just, like, are we actually going to do this? We're going to let idiotic, you know, conspiracy crap become a primary story? I mean, it was a bad call. It's unfortunate that, like, Josh Allen, I think, looked like he got it and that he should have been, you know, one official spotted it terribly and they went with that one and they didn't overturn it. And, you know, then there was a call in the Texans game that was bad. Then Will Anderson, you know, has the quote after the game, which is, quote, "We knew it was going to be us versus the refs going to this game." So, fine. So, sore losers will say sore loser, bitchy-ass stuff like that, okay? Does anybody actually, like, with a brain, actually think that the league is, like, conspiring to help the Chiefs? Listen, here's the concern. The concern is that gamblers or someone, you know, who can benefit from that is going to get to unofficial. And that is absolutely a real concern. It's a real concern in professional sports. It's a real concern in college sports.
By the way, it's happening right now in Major League Baseball. Like, there's a story that came out yesterday of umpire Pat Hoberg for sharing legal sports betting accounts with a friend who was betting on baseball. So that is a real concern across sports.
And it's happening in the NBA. Now, that's player performance. But again, that aspect of it, the gambling aspect of it, I mean, look, it goes back. There was a Big Ten official 15 years ago. Hold on. Excuse me. This has got me all riled up. Thank you. So that's real, okay? If you think that an entire officiating crew, again, if you're going to try to pull something off, like that an entire – that anybody would – logically think that they could get an entire crew to do this or that for them. Think about how stupid that is. If you are the NFL, especially the NFL, but really any of these pro sports leagues or college sports, you know, that's in charge of these sports that are incredibly lucrative, the NFL at the top of the pyramid for sure. Let's just take the NFL. It is destroying everybody else. Again, I'll say it again. If the freaking Jaguars and Cardinals were in the Super Bowl this year, that's the worst case scenario for the TV people. Who cares? It's still the highest rated TV show by far in the world. Doesn't freaking matter. The biggest thing that would screw you over would be that your product does not have integrity. So there's no logic whatsoever to the idea that the league would want this or that to happen. I mean, I go back to being as a kid arguing with people like, oh yeah, the New York and LA gonna be like, well, if these are conspiracies, then why aren't all these series going seven games? It's dumb. The concern is, again, individuals being compromised like Tim Donaghy in the NBA. That's real. This league-wide conspiracy crap, think about how dumb. Think about the return on investment and the potential risk and loss if you actually ran one of these leagues. It's insane to think about, but here we are.
Well, I'm with you on all that, but there's one more part of this that makes all this even more of a stupid conversation in my mind than that. Like, because look, if I'm an NFL fan, like, I can – obviously, Patrick Mahomes is good for business, right? We all realize that. Patrick Mahomes is good for business. He's in a pursuit at this point to be one of the greatest of all time. He's chasing Tom Brady, all those things. So, like, if you wanted to believe that there's some sort of favoritism to him and the Chiefs because of that, I think it's dumb. But there are fans that I think wholeheartedly believe that. Here's the part of this that I always get back to in these conversations – that make this really stupid. For the league to have a conspiracy. Well, there are 31 other teams and 31 other owners. Do you think that there's like this big giant conspiracy and the 31 other teams and owners are just like, well, yep, I guess we're just okay with Kansas City benefiting all these things again? Like, do you not think that somebody along the way that's high up with one of these teams would like catch wind of that and be, you know, there it would be made public? Like, it just, it boggles my mind how everybody's like, well, the league is clearly, they want Kansas City to win. And yeah, everybody else
that
in the
huge
league.
Market. That
everybody
huge
else
market
in the
Kansas
league.
City. Just, though,
but like, even beyond the market stuff, like I get the player stuff, but like even everybody else in the league is just okay with it. They're like, yeah, cool. That's fine. Kansas City can win again.
Or that Goodell in the league office is going rogue on the other 31. You know how many of them could have him killed and like shot to like Venus? I mean, it's like, it's absolutely idiotic. And I knew there'd be pushback. Yeah, you know, there's people. And again, I'm sorry, man. This is a little bit of an IQ test. Look, here's a text says there's got to be some concern when they get calls every week. If you don't believe Mahomes has gotten calls all year, you haven't been watching the games. Does Mahomes get calls? Yes. Stars get calls. Okay. Absolutely. Did Jordan get calls? Yes. Jordan got star calls. Did Brady get calls? Sure. Now let's also remember quarterbacks get calls.
Yeah.
You could find every single quarterback in this league a situation where they got a little hand on the elbow and they got a 15-yard roughing call, right? You can find it with all of them. Does it seem like Mahomes gets them more? Yeah, I mean, it seems that way. But I think that there is a superstar element to that and a benefit of the doubt element to that. There's a benefit of the doubt for great teams versus no benefit of the doubt for a terrible team. I mean, that's human. That's human stuff. You know,
well,
there's refs in basketball that are that. Deep down, they don't want to get screamed at on a block charge, and they go with the home team more often. I mean, that stuff happens. That's real human reaction.
Well, and you know, Mahomes, I will say, I think has become a master at using the rules to his advantage. Right, like you'll see him run along the sideline, and it looks like he's about to tiptoe out of bounds, and defenders start to pull up. And then he'll go get another 4 yards before he gets out of bounds. Like, you'll see him, you know, you did it earlier in the playoffs on the sideline where he does the flop. Like, I think officials, yeah, with not just him, but with everybody, need to be more aware at the quarterback position of them taking advantage of some of this stuff and not allowing that to happen.
He's not the only one who does that, but he is the one. I think he it's him taking advantage of the rules.
Exactly.
And frankly, it's, yeah, that's BS. And you know, that's something that they need to address. Keith says, people need to realize it's not the refs helping Kansas City. It's just they're good enough to play in every big game, so you're going to see them more than the other team. So it's going to feel like they're being helped. I think that's definitely part of this, Keith.
615-737-1025, our phone number. We'll get to more of your thoughts on this coming next. Plus, one thing that as a result of all of this, Joe, I'm interested to see if it impacts the game on Sunday. I'll give you my thoughts on that coming up as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Discussing the Chiefs, the NFL, and officiating. Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Dustin in Hopkinsville. Dustin, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, guys. So first off, I'm not a Chiefs fan. I'm a lowly Titans fan. Woo! But I agree with you guys on this. Like, Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the league right now. He arguably right now is going to be better than Tom Brady. He's more of an athlete, and he's got it between the ears, and I truly believe that Andy Reid's a better coach, and it helps him. But when you are the best, and you are a quarterback as well, you are going to get those calls a lot. I always say, you know, I try to keep the refs out of it. I always say you got to beat the refs too. And so Patrick Mahomes, dang, lost my train of thought here. Crap.
The refs have infiltrated Dustin from Hopkinsville. They won't let him talk.
Well, hey, I was going to say
Roger
this.
Goodell.
The refs tried to give that game away, between the Cats and the Balzer. They were trying to give you all that game. I should have taken a little shot.
Thank you.
But the Cats are looking pretty rough now, so y'all go ahead and take shots back.
Thank you,
but
Dustin.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes, man, he's the best. You're going to get those calls. To think these refs are out here giving away games, man, that just means somebody else wins money when the other doesn't. I mean, it's just crazy to think that.
Yep, thanks for the call, Dustin. Appreciate it. So here's one thing that I wonder about now, Joe. It's a couple of people have brought this up on the text line before we've even talked about it. You know, we see this happen in sports a lot, right? It's called working the officials, right? Like, and you know, sometimes whether it's a coach in the media, a coach on the sideline, you know, basketball, hockey, whatever sport you want to talk about, they'll work the officials to the point where if you yell about something enough, does it make them more or less likely to make the call later on, right? Like, we see this happen in sports all the time. It shouldn't be that way, but we are dealing with humans here. I do wonder, like, with all the conversation around this, Joe, and with this being such a big talking point this week and the commissioners getting asked about it, and now the NFL Referees Union is releasing a statement, like, when the game comes around on Sunday, are the officials going to be a little bit more gun-shy to make a call, either in favor of Kansas City or to not throw a flag when one needs to be thrown in favor of Kansas City? It shouldn't be that way. If I'm an official, like, you just officiate what you see in front of you and you try to do the best job you can and you hope that you don't screw something up. But there is a human element to this that I think is going to be pretty interesting to see on Sunday. Like, are they more gun shy to throw a flag on a tight call if it's going to benefit Kansas City?
It's a good question. Another real actual part of this in real life is that working the officials is a real thing, right?
Exactly.
And again, I mean, I think of this in basketball terms a lot, you know. I mean, these coaches, seriously, they just screaming at them back and forth. And some of them, I think, are intimidating, and sometimes I think it gets you a call. But it happens in football too. This is like an entire world working the officials in favor of the Eagles in advance. I don't know if it'll work, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm with you. It's like, gosh, you wonder if there is like a 50-50 call, and maybe it's really should go toward the Chiefs and it goes the other way. I don't know. But I do know, you know, Ben in Cumberland City, frequent texter, says it's ignorant to have the argument that refs aren't biased. There's video freaking evidence. Come on, man. And so I asked him, is it because the league tells them to be? He says, I didn't say that. They're biased, though. Mahomes gets away more ticky-tack calls than many game-changing. Every poll I've seen points to this Super Bowl generating less excitement than others in recent memory. Tell me why. Well, Ben, that may be part of it. And also, if you're the NFL, why would you want that?
Well, exactly. Look, we'll see what the ratings end up being. My guess is it's going to be gigantic between Kansas City and Philadelphia. Look, I will say, personally, I've said this, I am way less excited about this matchup. It has nothing to do with the officials. I'm just tired of Kansas City. That's what it is for me. Like, I think there is fatigue that naturally happens, and it happened with the Patriots. It's happened in other sports, like your beloved Golden State Warriors. After about the 12th time they were in the finals, I was like, good Lord, can we get another final matchup other than Cleveland and Golden State? Like, they went through that run where it is what, like, I just think that naturally happens in sports where people get tired of seeing the same thing. I don't think it has anything to do with the officials.
Well, some people it may, but again, that's, I just, like, people. This is not a conspiracy for the Chiefs. There is absolutely no logic to it whatsoever. And again, if you're the NFL and it turns out that you're actually pro wrestling, well, you'll still have some fans, but I promise you that your product will lose a ton of value. Why is that smart? Why, again, like I hear still like, well, the NFL, why they wanted because of the Josh Dobbs fumble thing. They screw up that call all the time. They're inconsistent and subjective. It's a problem. But still, no,
Jacksonville's
he's
big market. Jacksonville, they wanted Jackson there.
Well, in Stilley's mind, the NFL wanted Trevor Lawrence against, huge. I mean, that was a huge moment for the NFL to have Trevor Lawrence against Justin Herbert in the first round of the playoffs. Big, of course, Roger Goodell just pushes it a little bit. Let's call that one a fumble. Beep, 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 beep it into the refs. Again, can we not wear tinfoil hats?
Well, look, some of this just boils down to there are, at times, some referee officiating incompetence out there, right? Like, I don't buy that it was some conspiracy between Kansas City and Buffalo, but I do wonder, like, how you could miss that call when I think it was clearly a first down. Like, how can you be that bad? And this also gets back to a conversation, Joe, of, like, some of these other sports – have technology to know exactly where the football is or their ball is at all times. I realize the football is a different shaped object. And Roger Goodell has asked about that this week too. Like, how close are we to technology where you can put a chip in the ball and you can see whether or not they picked up a first down. And he talked about how, they're working on stuff like that. So at some point that's probably going to happen here, but some of it just boils down to, you have refs out there that are missing calls and blowing calls that they should not be blowing. And unfortunately, it's happening on some big, big stages.
Imagine how much faster these games would be if you just have a chip in the ball, the line is where it is, you have it just like tennis, and it's just like, beep, 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 first down, move the chains, or not. You never have a measurement. You never – it's just – there's no review. There's no – I mean, spot reviews are just ridiculous. And you know what? On that call – I'd like to know why that one official was where he was. It was ridiculous. See, that's what I'm talking about. We want to talk about individuals. They need to be held accountable. They need to be paid well enough. This needs to be their only job. They need to be held accountable, and they need to answer questions after games. So there's a transparency and accountability piece that is missing from officiating in major sports too. Texture says Mahomes does have the most overturned interceptions by quite a bit. I've heard that stat. Here's what I'll theorize on that. Have you seen Patrick Mahomes play? I bet you when he throws picks, a lot of times it's because somebody mugged his receiver. Could be me, but I think.
Well, what
he's
does overturned pick mean
amazing.
Too? Like, does it because he drew somebody offside and he got a free play? Like, what is the stat? Kind of, I'd have to have more detail on what
that
stat looks like.
Anything counts in that. Yes, that does. A PI does. Defensive holding, whatever it is. I mean, I think you can probably correlate that a little bit with his performance as a quarterback.
Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Adam in Portland. Adam, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, the tennis example is my favorite one because it's like 3 seconds in and out. And you're not going to – I love it when people are like, oh, Vegas knows. Ha, 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 Vegas knows. That's BS, dude. Like, there's something to it. Like, they want to have some type of control over that. It's not tinfoil hat, Joe. Like, I've – disagree with you on that. Like, I had an uncle, super tinfoil hat guy. Like, he's like, they know exactly. These kickers can hit them, every single time if they want to. It's not
right,
quite
that's
that.
Stupid.
But
I do
think there's
stupid.
An element. There's an element to it that it's like, dude, you can't ignore some of this. Like, yeah, absolutely, we have the tech. And it'd be easy to be like, okay, we know if he got a first down or not, but they want to have some type of control over that. Like, I fully believe the league wants to have some type of control. Not to the point where Jared is, but I am to the point where it's like they want to be able to control some part of it, and that's it. That's why they won't change that.
Thank you for the call, Adam. Joe, your thoughts?
I don't know. I don't even know what to say. So the NFL doesn't want to have better technology and stuff. Then why not get rid of replay? If you get rid of replay, then you can just make whatever call you want, and you never have to let people – it's just, sorry, that was the call. That's how it used to be. Why would we ever go to that tech? I mean, come on, man.
Paul Kuharsky is with us now on the program as well. We'll get PK's
I'll
thoughts
fix this conversation
on all this
in a minute. Just
coming
be patient.
Up next. He's going to fix the conversation. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com
PKPK.com/get it all. Paul Kuharsky with us on the program. PK, good morning. How
good
are we doing?
Morning, boys. Joe, you just took too long in that conversation about officiating to get to, you know, the perception is reality part and to get to those spots just being bad calls. No, there's not a conspiracy, but there are a lot of bad calls and they're going in the Chiefs' direction. And so people, that's where the conspiracy fuel comes from. The problem is people like Adam Schefter, mainstream people who are not just tied in by the league, but are, you know, nearly on the league's payroll, are fueling it by tweeting out, you know, penalty statistics and stuff like that. So where perception is reality, it's getting fueled by mainstream people, which is dangerous territory. All these fringe people who are becoming mainstream people now, fan-wise, are opening up their Twitter and seeing Adam Schefter saying it and going, see? That's the dangerous territory to me. But those two spots in the Buffalo game are horrific calls that give people reason
third and fourth down, yeah,
think this stuff. I'm sympathetic to these people who are watching this and over feeling like there's stuff going on. The league has a problem there. It's not a conspiracy problem. It's a bad officiating problem.
That was a quick point. You're right. Now tell me, PK, help me out on Schefter. What exactly did Schefter say or tweet?
Well, Schefter, before the championship games, tweeted that the league may use the ref in the ear function a little more liberally going forward on things like hits to a running quarterback and stuff like that, and then followed it up with like retweeting people's some beat reporter stats maybe on here are the penalties called for and against the Chiefs in the playoffs over the last 5 years or whatever, which are incredibly skewed.
And by the way, then got on, like, I think it was McAfee a few days later and said, well, I was just throwing that out there. Like, there was no agenda at
really
all. Like, I was just putting it out there. It's like, okay.
I mean, that's bad form by him. He's basically endorsing the conspiracy theory talk by trumpeting those numbers.
By the way, Schefter's a lifelong Bills fan who still says that the Titans
was backwards.
That was a forward pass.
The lateral was forward,
Hey, idiot. Like, it's actually been scientifically demonstrated that that's not true.
He's your guy.
Yeah, he's my guy. Yeah.
I'm a Pelissero guy. We all know that.
Yeah. Best friends now.
I've never made a sweet omelet for Schefter.
That's good to know.
Would you like more mushrooms in that?
Well, here's the thing about the spotting of the football, and people think the chip thing can solve it. I mean, somebody's... still has to say at what moment is forward progress stopped. So there's going to be a human element in it. But the league's nonchalance about everything is fine, there's nothing to see here, is the ridiculous thing. And you thought that, first off, it's really dumb for the officials to put out a statement.
Yeah.
Like, if there's nothing to see here, then just go about your business. Putting out a statement.
See, I disagree. I think you just contradicted yourself because – any sort of acknowledgement of disdain with officiating to me is a positive step, because the nothing to see here and just, we're not going to talk. You can't talk to us. You can send one pool reporter and ask one question. No, I mean, at least acknowledge that people are talking about it. I think that it's better than nothing, man.
I think it was a massive failure.
Way more transparency.
Massive failure by beat people to not have a pool report off of that game. And I know people say, well, the pool report doesn't get you anything. It gets an official to speak. Whether
you
he
have
says
to do it. You
have dumb
to do whatever
stuff,
you can do.
That's right. And that, I don't know how. I mean, they should have asked about the third down play. They should have asked about the fourth down spot. I think that gives teams, by the way, when you see the official from the top of the screen coming down and he has to walk around a player, if I'm a coach watching that, I'm going to say, hey, if you're the widest player there, linger at the line of scrimmage to make the official walk around you to potentially lose his line on the spot. You know, there are all kinds of things you can be doing now to muddy up already super muddy process. But the fact of the matter is the public has lost complete faith in officiating, and that's a huge problem. And if you had a problem with somebody asking Goodell a straightforward question about this, I don't know if you saw the stuff from Media Night.
Yeah.
But did you hear those questions?
It's coming next segment. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's that we'll get to. Here's, I think, another big factor in all this that we have to keep in mind. What Kansas City's doing right now in some ways is borderline unbelievable. The stat that really, I think, highlights it to me is they've won 17 one-score games in a row. 17 in a league where that tends to come back to the mean. Like the Titans forever were really, really good in those close games, and Vrabel had a knack for it until he didn't, and it started to come back the other way.
Yeah.
Well, it hasn't come back the other way for Kansas City. 17 in a row is what they put out there, including 12 this season. It's unbelievable what they've done from that area.
I wonder about this in terms of Mahomes and the way he negotiates the sideline. Remember Patrick Ewing, was it against Houston? I don't remember who it was against, at Georgetown, where in the first 5 minutes of the
all the goaltending.
Yeah. And he just made it clear, like, you come in here and I don't care whether it's going in or not, and it set a tone for that game.
I totally agree. Yeah, well, I know where you're going with
this. I don't know if you do that to give up the yardage against Mahomes on the sideline where you just blast him. But what if you talked about it all week?
Yeah.
Hey, we're not going to do his dance on the sideline. If there's any doubt that Patrick Mahomes is going out of bounds, we're going to bury him.
Yeah.
And we'll take the consequences. And if the referees want to mess around with that, well, that's on the referees. And if he gets hurt, that's on the referees. And we're going to be a little Buddy Ryan-esque right here on that. And talk about it all week and put it in his head and put it in their head and get them distracted and then get Chris Jones talking about, well, if they do that, we're going to go and put something in their head. Then what you do on Sunday leaves it up to Sunday. But then doesn't that make Mahomes maybe a little more hesitant about dancing the sidelines? You make it an issue ahead of the game.
I think it's worth 15 yards to hit him. I mean, look, first of all, he is a runner at that point. So, yes, I understand he's a quarterback, and obviously he's Patrick Mahomes, so he's even more protected. He's a runner. And to me, if you hit him in bounds, now I'm not saying you're trying to hurt the guy, but give him a legit hit.
Level him.
And make the referee, because if he's in bounds – and he is now a runner on the play. He's not a quarterback in the pocket. That should be legal.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's absolutely
level him, turn to the referee, say, I'm sorry, he's in bounds, sir, and we're going to keep doing that. Tell him to get out.
Well, and Mahomes is inviting that to himself because, you know, he's trying to take advantage of the rules, and he's dipping around and tiptoeing along the sideline, not going out of bounds because he knows what the rules are, right? Like we talked about it, Joe, with Kenny Pickett doing the fake slide nonsense. Like, there's a reason why you don't do that. It's because, you know, you're going to get your block knocked off the next time you try to do that because people aren't convinced that you're going down. Like, Brady, I know you love Tom Brady. He talks about this all the time. Like, the benefit of the doubt that the quarterbacks get in the pocket's one thing. When you're running, you don't get that benefit of the doubt. I'm sorry.
And Mahomes isn't trying to get an extra yard or two. He's trying to get 15.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. And I have very little sympathy for the NFL, but I am sympathetic on this. We've seen backup quarterbacks in the league, and it is not fun to watch. And so when your guy gets knocked out, when two guys get knocked out, and all of a sudden the Sunday Night Football matchup is
Mason Rudolph and Tyler Huntley on Monday Night Football.
I can't even think of who Mahomes' backup is, and that's a good thing.
Carson Wentz, baby.
That you don't know who he is. But if Carson Wentz is playing in this game because they, you know, dislocate Mahomes' shoulder with this hit we're talking about on the sideline, a point will be proven, but also the football game will go to bleep.
Although Carson Wentz against the Eagles could be fun.
Yeah.
Ooh. No, what a storyline.
You talked me into it.
It could be fun.
Maybe it's a conspiracy. I'm
not against protecting quarterbacks overall.
Yeah.
You know, and I wonder, maybe I'll find a way to write this piece. Like, what if we lived in a world where there were enough quarterbacks?
Yeah.
What if we lived in a world where there were 28 good quarterbacks? But how much fun would that be?
Yeah, exactly. 615-737-1025, our phone number. The Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Yeah, who is this Shador? Yeah, yeah, this Shador, right? His dad played, right? He played in the NFL? I think so.
The verbs at thesaurus.com: collude, conspire, cooperate, participate, and hook up. Blood. Say you give them baby blood?
What, my blood saves babies. Babies.
Oh, okay.
Saves babies.
I give them baby blood. What?
Yeah. What are you doing? I save babies. What do you do?
It is that time of the day. Time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad.
The first thing, who is he imitating?
Mad Dog Russo. It was not you this time. It was Mad Dog Russo.
I mean, he's got like, one imitation.
You don't like my Mad Dog Russo imitation, huh? Come on. I'm really working on this. It's really good, huh?
Dude, everybody's from Boston.
A lot of Boston.
Mike Morgan's imitation.
No. If it was Boston, be like, Mad Dog here, you wicked awesome. No, I'm not. No, I'm not doing Boston.
Wicked awesome. Just all you do is the same accent. You throw in wicked Boston.
Joseph,
you practice in the car. I know you don't get in the car because you don't leave your house because your kids can't regulate things going on there. I'm a proponent of you being paid one-third of your salary for today, at best. I mean, what are you doing? Okay. You're talking to your boys.
Well, I have a boy, a girl. I have a boy and a girl at home now. I have a freshman and a senior. Senior had, we don't need to get into it. You know,
yeah, we do.
You just have to
make sure. Can't handle getting out of the house and going to school? What's the parenting situation over there?
Wait, no. Earlier than he needed to be. There was no reason. You understand? Because the freshman had
something. No, I don't understand.
Okay, just shut up. Now listen.
Raise your hand out there if you have a senior that's incapable of getting to school that you have to stay home from work.
It's not getting to school.
It's getting to school early.
Getting to school.
To clarify, not a senior
citizen. Other than. Yes, exactly.
So you're a human alarm clock, is what I'm hearing.
So this would be, if my wife were home this week, something she would have done.
All right, let's get into this. Where is she? She was in Paris for 2 weeks living the life. She comes home, and now she's away from you again.
Yeah, I know. Quit hijacking my rant, but I will tell you that, yes, she is away this week. You know where she is? She's staying in a hotel in downtown Nashville with her team at work, and they're just like having a good old time while we are here suffering, okay? You want to know the truth about my life, PK? I hope they had an amazing dinner last night. You know, she texted me and she was like, the dinner was mid at this place we love in East Nashville. And I'm like, oh, that's too bad. She's like, I'm just kidding. It was freaking amazing.
Just twist that knife. I like it.
Yeah. So anyway.
Get your kid to wake up without you being there.
All right.
You can handle it.
And I'm going to work on my Borgonzi accent, which, by the way, you know, may as well do this. Nick, do you have I called Eric Mangione Chuck Mangione. Eric Mangione. There is a famous Mangione. It's Chuck
a trumpet
Mangione.
Player.
Yeah. Nick, do you have the music for us?
Yeah, everybody knows this.
Well, our age. I can't hear this at all. Is it playing?
It's playing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's
you know
enough.
When you could hear it if you came to work.
That's true. So, by the way, that's a very slow beginning. But once that song really gets going, it's like bam, 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 bam. And it's, you know, for PK
that
and I.
Like Price is Right.
Yeah, it is. It is like the Price is Right. For us, you know, as kids, you know, in the 70s, you just bopping along the street, jamming out to some Chuck Mangione. So, thank you for that. I want to get to this. I actually had a point, which was. And this is, I think, an annual thing, you know, this stupid media day. But, I mean, this year is especially.
It's the worst.
Yeah, and I've never – I mean, PK, I'm sure you've done them several times, right?
Six or seven, yeah.
I've never done one. I mean, obviously, you have a lot of people. It's an incredible opportunity if you're actually a media person who actually covers the NFL because you have everybody spread out and you have everybody available. So, I'm of course, some of them are going to be bleep shows. Right, the stars, but I mean, you can get so much stuff. I would think, right? I just, like, what percentage of this media crowd, PK, is just complete unserious goofballs who are just there to try to get viral with their dumbass questions?
I haven't done it in a while, but I suspect it's close to half.
So here's a couple this week, which kind of goes along with our topic today.
Patrick, for your whole career, you have had so many great people help you win. So who is your favorite ref?
That's hilarious. All the refs are great, man. All the refs are great. They do the best they can. Go out there and play the game the right way.
Is there one that you give a Christmas card to every year, possibly?
Not that I can remember. I'll have to talk to some of my teammates and we can try to figure it out.
Travis, what do you love more, Taylor Swift or Phantom 15-yard roughing the passer penalties in the playoffs?
That's a good question. Anybody else?
Travis. I give Mahomes credit for playing along there, although I kind of like how Kelsey dealt with it better. You know, it's like, yeah, okay, man. Okay, move along, Slappy.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, again, it's – there are dumber questions at this thing because, a reason to try to get yourself on camera to try to get something circulated. It's just completely off-ball stuff. But, I mean, this kind of ties into the stupid officiating conversation that has happened around the league too. And, my God, it's doubly annoying this year.
That guy that asked the Phantom penalty call is like a sports talk radio guy from Boston or Buffalo.
He's one of Stilly's. So he's one of Stilly's heroes.
Yeah, he's basically. I mean, Stilly would have done that. That's Stilly, Stillbilly. I love it. I mean, I love it for this. These guys are in uncomfortable situations because the league insists on putting on a circus, and so suffer the consequences of putting on your circus.
I did enjoy the Jameis Winston questions that were flying around. Jameis Winston, maybe a career in media after all is said and done.
So I heard a lot of people complaining about him. So he actually had some funny stuff, stuff? Or was it a little bit too cringy?
It was a little bit too cringy. He was asked about the opportunity to come play for the Tennessee Titans, though.
Yeah, and people continue to think this is meaningful. Everybody that would like to play in Nashville, people think that's a headline. Oh, I'd like to play in Nashville.
It's only a couple hours from Birmingham.
Sign him up. They don't realize that wanting to play in Nashville is not the key to playing in Nashville. Having the Nashville people want you to play in Nashville, yeah. That's the key to playing in Nashville.
Mike Borgata said, oh, good. Jameis wants to play. We can bring him in now. It's good.
Yeah. Hey, Wyatt.
How do you know
Borgata
doesn't want him to
play?
Wyatt,
go to the Super Bowl and ask as many guys as possible if they'd like to play in Nashville.
Then we can
and come back
down.
With a list.
We can formulate our free agency plan that way. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Paul Kuharski with us for the next hour, talking all things Tennessee Titans. We'll take your questions for PK as well. 615-737-1025. Check out this week's Nashville's Best Deal. It's Prince's Hot Chicken, the original and iconic hot chicken joint. Get half off a $25 gift card while supplies last at thegamenashville.com/deals. Gift card good for the Tanger Outlets in Antioch and Inside Assembly Food Hall in downtown Nashville. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.